Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I was in Germany, Austria, and Hungary just 2 months ago on our Danube River cruise. It was calm and peaceful. Not today. Thousands of refugees are streaming across the borders to escape the wars in the Middle East. Syria was a stable country about 3 years ago with a population of 22 million. That number is cut in half. They're either fleeing their country or they're dead. The human suffering of families is hard to imagine, and there's no easy solution now. I blame the United States and Europe both. When President Obama was elected president, the region was reasonably stable. Not today. It's too late. The cat's out of the bag. We're not going to war over there to fix it now, I hope. Another issue, closer to home, yes, we have our own battle over illegal immigrants, 12 million of them. We hear a lot of voices crying, and I quote, send the immigrants back home. And the loudest voice is Donald Trump, the lead Republican running for president. And the National Milk Producers Federation does not like what they hear. If we send the undocumented dairy farm workers back, milk prices will double. One-third of U.S. dairy operations employ foreign-born workers. Who would be there to milk the cows? Randy Mooney, dairy farmer from Missouri, had this to say, and I quote, dairy farmers have tried desperately to get American workers to do these jobs. No success. And that's despite an average pay of $11.54 per hour, and that's well above the minimum wage. Dairy farmers wonder, who would milk the cows? And I ask, who's going to butcher my pigs? There won't be anyone to pick the strawberries either. Another issue that we care about, ethanol. The Renewable Fuel Standard, RFS, has pushed us to use more ethanol. Well, that standard has always been criticized by the petroleum industry, and now they have a new study which claims that RFS will cause, and I quote, severe economic harm. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack had this to say about their study, and he says, and I quote, this is an absurd report, and it shows the length to which the oil industry is going to nick the biofuel industry. Well, go get 'em, Mr. Secretary. I'm with you. Okay, it's harvest time. Down on the farm. Farming is dangerous. Be careful. Don't take any chances. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.